Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Christians believe that a person can be under the influence of spiritual forces such as demons or evil spirits. 4 out of 10 Christians, that's 40%, strongly agreed that Satan is not a living being. He is simply a symbol of evil. Well, that's your problem. Because the Bible says not to ignore the devil, that he is more than just a symbol of evil. He's armed. He's dangerous. He's an entity that actually exist. You know, the Apostle Peter had to learn it the hard way. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, he wrote, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith." Jesus described the devil as a thief attempting to steal your very life and destiny. In John 10 and 10, Jesus said the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, "My purpose is to give you rich and satisfying life." The reason why so many people encounter problems in the world today, especially Christians, is because you have an enemy. And he is at large, trying to do all of those things, to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy your divine destiny. Jesus had warned Peter about the devil, but Peter ignored his warning. I hope you won't ignore my warning today. In Luke 22 and 31, Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, listen, Satan has demanded to have you and the apostles for himself. He wants to separate you from me as a farmer separates wheat from husk. But I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail. So when you do recover, strengthen the other disciples." But Peter said to him, "Lord, what are you talking about? I'm ready to go to prison with you, and I am ready to die for you." And Jesus answered Peter, "I guarantee that the rooster won't crow tonight until you have said 3 times that you don't even know me." Folks, the truth is we don't know what we're capable of doing without God. We don't know what we're capable of doing without prayer and the help of the Holy Spirit. Because Peter actually denied the Lord 3 times as Jesus had told him. Do not ignore the devil's influence in your family. Watch out for your children. Watch out for your marriage. Pay attention to what is going on. One of his tricks is to have us fighting against each other. Man, it's really, really amazing how the devil works. I promise you, along the many years I've been married, we've been married for 43 years, my wife and I. Yeah, we give God praise for that. Same two people. Some have done it with 5 wives and 5 husbands. I don't consider that a great feat. But the thing is, there have been times when we have had disagreements and we have had struggles. And when we ask each other finally after saying to the other person, "Why are you talking crazy like that? Why are you saying that? Why are you offending me?" We find out the other person never said those words. And you say, "What? What?" And when we first got married, we would go on and on with this until we realized the devil really does affect the way we hear things. The devil does move upon us to say the wrong things. The devil is present in your family, in your house. These evil spirits are doing everything to antagonize you against people and them against you. And it's really by his influence. If you ignore this, you'll get a divorce because of something that person never said. You will find your marriage coming unraveled because you're listening to the influence of the enemy rather than listening to the heart of your companion. I begin by saying, watch out for your children. Pay attention to their behavior. Don't ignore anything. You need to know the people that they're associating with. You need to know what the educators are teaching them. Boy, when you go out on the internet and you find out how they are teaching them to accept all types of cultural, sexual changes, you will be shocked, starting all the way down at kindergarten. It's time for us to take a stand against the devil and say no. And it uses people. Listen, you've got to become bold. You've got to claim and keep your spiritual inheritance for you and for your family. Now listen to what Isaiah 54 and 5 says. It says, your creator is your husband. The Lord of the heaven's armies is his name. He is your redeemer. He is the Holy One, the God of all heaven and earth. And then it says in verse 14, he will establish you in righteousness. That means that he will build your success based upon his word and his justice. It goes on to say, you will be far from oppression. So do not be afraid. Oppression is what Satan sends against us to stop us from receiving the blessings of God, to give us emotional doubt and feelings of despair and hopelessness and control, being controlled by Satan and sometimes even by your thought life. God says that he created you not to live under continuous unjust treatment or control. The Bible says God will build you up upon justice. Look, I'm saying that because sometimes you will go through tests. You will go through trials. Things will happen to your life. It will not be your life story. Do you understand? That will not be the title of the book that God has given you for your life. I lived a life of despair even though I was a Christian. No, no, no. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of how many? Them all. So I don't care what you're going through, and you are going through something, you're going to come out on the other side with victory. Come on, repeat after me. Regardless of what I'm going through today, I'm only going through it. I'm coming through the other side with glorious victory. And I'm not waiting to get there. I'm going to give God some praise right now. Come on and do it. Come on and do it. Come on and do it. Because what you believe is what you will receive. The Bible says you will be far from destruction. That means far from failure and ruin. The Bible says it will not come near to you. Psalm 91 and 7 echoes God's promise. 1,000 may fall at your side. Listen, just because everybody else is getting fired doesn't mean that you have to get fired or let go. Just because nobody else got a raise doesn't mean that you're not going to get a raise. Just because things are happening to other people all around you doesn't mean that that's going to happen to you. Stop accepting the low road. Start going to the high road and say, I'm a child of God. I don't expect these things to happen to me. I'm a child of God. And yes, I may go through something for about a minute, but keep watching. I'm coming through the other side with success. Somebody say amen. The Bible goes on to say you will be safe from those who would hurt you, so you have nothing to fear. Do not allow anything to come to make you afraid. Never forget, folks, that your occupation in the kingdom of God is a soldier. I'm so sorry for you people who like to take vacations and tiptoe through the tulips and just have a wonderful time in the park. You are a soldier. And the reason why you're a soldier is because you're in war. Listen, it's better to be a soldier in war than a pedestrian. How many knows that's true? In 2 and 3, it says, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Folks, we're going to go through things, but I want to just keep saying this. God is going to bring you out. You know, there's some people that preach that if you have faith in God and you know God and God is on your side, you will never go through any situations. Well, that's not the truth. You will never be sick a day in your life. That's not what the Bible says. Everything will be well. The sun will shine every single day, and your life will be overcome with blessings. It will be dripping with blessings 24/7. That's not what the Bible says. We have to teach the balance of the word. Come on, look at someone next to you and say, the Bible says there's going to be some good days and there's going to be some bad days. There's going to be some mountains and there's going to be some valleys. Folks, and that's because we engage in spiritual warfare with the devil. The thing you must always remember is that you have the victory through the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. You are a victor regardless of what you're going through, not a victim.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now I want to give you a clear picture of your adversary, the devil. And I'm saying that because there's so many people who are so fearful of the devil, what he can do to me, what he's going to do. I mean, there have been people I've heard say, Christians who say, if we don't bother the devil, he's not going to bother us. That's a lie. He's already determined you for destruction. So forget about that strategy. He's desperately fighting against us, but he will not win. See, you need to understand that by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ, using the authority of that name against him, you will win. What is fighting against you? Evil spirits, folks. Listen, if this message is too spiritual for you, I'm sorry for you. Because we live in a spirit world, a natural and a spirit world. There are beings that are seen and some that are unseen, evil spirits, angelic spirits. And they are all subject to God through Jesus Christ. That's the good news. In Mark 16:16, Jesus said, these are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. Anybody believe in Jesus Christ here? He's talking about you. They will use the power and the authority of my name to cast out evil spirits that attack them. You have the power to do this. Now, the title of our message is Satan, you're going down. Can you say that? Come on, Satan. You're going down. Say it again, Satan, you're going down. This time look down when you say it. Say, Satan, you're going down. Yes, 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 yes. The devil is on a downward spiral to destruction. And again, I want to paint the picture for you because it's important for you to know that when you're in a battle that you're supposed to win. He's not supposed to win. He is on a downward spiral to destruction. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7, it talks about how his downward defeat began in heaven. The Bible says, then there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the devil and his angels. And the devil lost the battle. And he and his angels were forced out of heaven. This great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was cast down, thrown down to the earth with all of his angels. As a result, folks, you need to know all the problems of the world today are a result of his being here. The Bible tells us, though, when God's time for the salvation of Gentiles to come to an end, that the church, those who have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, will be raptured and taken to heaven. Now, I've heard a lot of jokes from people who are just plain, I'm trying to be as nice as I can. You know, when we get up and say things, we have to kind of filter the things in our mind and not tell you exactly what we think. So I always ask the Holy Spirit, help me to say it with a sugar pill and let it still be effective. So here we go. A lot of individuals do their best and they don't realize Satan is using them to make fun of the Word of God. People talk about the rapture bus. People say, name it and claim it. People say, oh, what is this hyper faith business? Folks, listen, if you read the Bible, you will find out that Jesus Christ is radical. That God does and says radical things in the Bible. Do you want to know why? Because he's supernatural. He is above you. Stop trying to keep God in your box. That he could be your PC person, politically correct according to your gospel. Can we just stick with the Bible? Come on, look at your neighbor and say, can we just stick with the Bible? Stop the criticism of the Word of God. The rapture will happen. It's in the Bible. You don't have to go. You can stay behind. There's a nice movie called Left Behind. Find out what happens through the movie. There's coming a time when God is going to rapture his church. And after that, there's going to be a 7-year tribulation period. And after that 7-year period, it's going to be the worst time in human history. And I'm telling you, folks, we talk to people about salvation and hell. It's going to be worse for people to continue to live here on earth after the rapture of the church. I hope you are aware of the tribulation period that is coming. Jesus said it's going to be the worst time on the face of the earth from the time the earth was created. You don't want to be here for that. And I could go on. I mean, that's a sermon in itself. But I'm just saying to you, you don't want to be here. You want to be a part of the rapture. Now, some people are going to go in the rapture even though they don't necessarily believe everything about it. One day, they're just going to go up to be with the Lord. But you're going to be glad. You're going to say, my theology was slightly wrong, but praise God. Here I am in heaven. The Bible tells us that after the rapture of the church, there's going to be a 7-year tribulation period. And after that 7-year period, Satan will be cast down into a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Listen to what it says in Revelation 20 and verse 1. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit and a heavy chain in his hand. And that angel seized the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil, Satan. And he bound him in chains for 1,000 years. And he threw him down into the bottomless pit, which he then shut the lock. So Satan could not deceive the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were finished. And then the Bible says, and afterwards he must be released for a short time. We're talking about Satan's demise. We're talking about the fact that he's on his way down. You might as well taunt him. He's taunting you. He's destroying your life. He's destroying your children if he can. He's destroying your success. It's important that you speak to the devil from a place of victory. That's why I'm telling you, Satan is going down. It doesn't matter what we see in the world today. You know, you look at all kinds of cultural changes. When you see all of these things happening, they may make you feel dismay. Remember the message, Satan, you're going down. Regardless of what's happening, the devil's going down, and he's taking a lot of people with him. The Bible says, after the 1,000 years, Revelation 20:9, he says that he is going to gather the nations together to come against Jesus Christ, who will be ruling in Jerusalem at this time. And God will destroy Satan's armies, and he'll be arrested again. It says, fire from heaven will come down on the attacking armies and consume them. Then the devil, who had deceived them again, was thrown into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, joining the beast, which is the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And there they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Come on, say, Satan, you're going down. See, folks, look, it's important to see that your enemy is already defeated while you're fighting the battle. How many of you find hope in knowing he's already defeated? See, it doesn't matter what he's already defeated. Oh, he's waging a ruthless war. Yeah, he's already defeated. But it doesn't mean that you sit down and ignore him. It means you rise up with more faith and more power and using the name of Jesus and go after him. See, you can allow the devil to attack you and sit down and cry and say, oh, woe is me, Lord. Please come and save me. Listen, Jesus did everything he is already supposed to do to give you victory. He died on the cross of Calvary. And through his death and his resurrection, he gives you the victory to deal with the devil. You can't lose in spiritual warfare unless you just give up. You know, Jesus warned us that even though we experience blessing and favor and promotion, that Satan is going to oppose us. He's going to send persecution against you. Come on, look at the person next to you and say, don't be surprised with the persecution and the trouble that's going to come against your life. Look, folks, I'm trying to help you today. Don't be surprised. None of us like it, but don't be surprised. Listen to what Jesus said in Mark 10:29. I guarantee this truth. Anyone who has given up his home, his brothers, his sisters, his father, his mother, his children, or his property for me and for the gospel will certainly receive 100 times as much in this life. Hello? They will certainly receive homes and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and property. Listen, along with persecution. Blessings come along with persecutions because you're in a battle. Therefore, you must understand how to defeat the spiritual opposition against you. Now, there's a verse in Zechariah that is so telling in Zechariah 3:1. It says, then the angel showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. You've got to understand that the devil sends an evil spirit to stand at your right hand to oppose everything you do.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab.
The title of our message for today is Satan, You're Going Down, Part 1.
Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, your love, your grace, and your favor, the divine favor that you give us in our lives. Lord, help us to be responsible with that favor, that we will share with others the favor you've given us when we're supposed to, and we'll also withhold the favor when we should withhold it. Lord, you want everyone to look to you for salvation and for help. Help us not to stand in the way. but help us, Lord, to speak your word and to encourage people to know you in a better way. Bless your people today. We just ask for supernatural favor upon all of our lives. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you, Lord God, that our troubles are behind us, even as we keep our trust in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.